بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. After thanking and praising Allah تبارك وتعالى for that which He has favored us with, from this opportunity to meet with our brothers and sisters there in the Philippines, and likewise, those who are listening in various parts of the world, we would like to express our gratitude to our brothers there in the Philippines for their good thoughts regarding their Muslim brother and allowing us this opportunity to speak with you regarding some points of benefit as it relates to the prophetic guidance, as it relates to stress, anxiety, and depression in connection with the affairs of COVID-19, or the coronavirus. Without doubt, ayyuha al-ikhwa, this affair, it is a musiba, it is a calamity, it is a trial from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And when Allah azza wa jal visits us with trials, it is a means by way of which He distinguishes the truthful from those who are liars. It is not a means by way of which He seeks to destroy and wipe us out. For if this were the case, that He wanted to destroy us and wipe us out, He would not need a virus to do so. Rather, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala could wipe us out in an instant. Rather, this is a means by way of which He distinguishes the Sadiqun from the Kadhibun. It is the means by way of which He elevates some and lowers others. And as it relates to all other tests and trials of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we are to conduct ourselves within these tests and trials with Islamic guidelines. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions inside of His book, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَالنَّقْسٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. And we will surely test you with something from fear, not all of fear, something from that. If Allah Ta'ala were to give you all of it, fear in its totality, without doubt, we will not be able to handle that. But rather, shay'in min al-khawf, something from fear, wal-jur, something from hunger, something from the loss of wealth, lives, and fruits, but give glad tidings to those who are patient. Ibadallah, whoever experiences calamities and tests and trials, and he meets them sakhtan wa kufra, he meets them being disgruntled, and likewise turning away, then you will find this individual written in the Dewan, written amongst the records of those who are destroyed. And whoever is disgruntled, complains, becomes negligent, he will be written in the Dewan, and the record, amongst the records of those who are negligent. And whoever is displeased with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and he begins to challenge the wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jal in sending down his tests and his trials, you find him challenging the decree of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, why this and why that, then this individual will be written in the Dewan of the Khasireen, of the losers. Whereas whoever encounters the trials and he is pleased with the trials from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, pleased with what his Lord has decreed for him, then this individual should be written in the Dewan of the Radheen, of those who are pleased. And whoever is patient he should be written in the records amongst those who are patient. And whoever experiences trials and calamities, and he is grateful, then he shall be written in the Dewan of those who praise Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in every instant, and they are thankful. Without doubt, ayyuhal ikhwa, the calamities that we undergo and that we experience, whether they be the coronavirus afflicting us personally or afflicting our loved ones, hurting us financially, and so on and so forth, then these calamities and trials, they have a heat to them. They burn. They're hot. They are uncomfortable. And when the believer experiences this heat, then he must stick to the guidelines that I mentioned in the book of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, in the Sunnah of the Messenger alayhi as-salatu wasalam, in order to minimize and relieve the burning of these calamities. And amongst those guidelines, ayyuhal ikhwa, first and foremost, as-sabr wal-istirja, is being patient. Being patient with what you have encountered from calamity and trial. And likewise, al-istirja, meaning that you say, inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. You relegate your affairs to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, he said, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, give glad tidings to those who are patient. أَلَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Those whom, when they are afflicted with a calamity, they say, indeed we belong to Allah, and indeed unto Him we shall return. By way of this qawl, by way of this statement, ayyuhal ikhwa, the individual is acknowledging, first and foremost, that he is a slave that is owned. Thus, he is not in control of his own affairs. He is managed and controlled. And the one that controls him is one who is all wise. He's all knowing. And he knows what is best for his servants. And he is wise, meaning he puts things in their proper places. And he is likewise acknowledging the fact that he must return to that owner, to that Lord, and he will be judged and called to account for how he conducted himself or herself in the face of that trial and that calamity. وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِيُونَ. Indeed unto him, we are going to return. Then Allah Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُحْتَدُونَ. They are those upon whom there is salawat from their Lord, there are blessings from their Lord and mercy from Him, and they are those who are rightly guided. So look how Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala commends those who have sabr and patience in the calamity, and they make istirja', they say this statement, acknowledging that they are owned by Allah and controlled by Him, acknowledging their return to Him, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Therefore, they are mindful of what comes off of their tongues. They are mindful of what their limbs do when they are tested, when they are tried. From those guidelines, ayyuhal ikhwa, is that the servant knows with certain knowledge, having no doubt whatsoever, that whatever afflicts him was not going to miss him. And whatever misses him was not going to afflict him. Allah Ta'ala said within His book, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِن قَبْلِ أَن نَتَبَرَّأَهَا مِن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا. Allah Ta'ala says, and whatever afflicts you from calamity within the earth or within yourselves, then it is inside of a book before we bring it into existence. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. Indeed, this is easy for Allah تبارك وتعالى. From those guidelines is that the servant contemplates upon his calamity. And he looks at it in light of other calamities. And he will find that the calamities that have afflicted others are greater than the calamity that has afflicted him. And it is more severe. And thus he is able to console himself by way of this. It is reported on the authority of Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah alayhi as-salatu wasalam said, "Unzuru ila man asfal minkum, wa la tanzuru ila man huwa fawqakum, wa huwa ajdar alla tazdiru ni'matallah." That he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look to those who are beneath you. Meaning look to those who are tried with a greater trial than you have been afflicted with. Look to those who are beneath you. And do not look to those who are above you in a better state, a better situation. Because if you do so, he said, وَهُوَ أَجْدَرُ, this is greater in order that, or it is a greater preventer of you belittling the favors of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala upon you. If Allah Ta'ala has taken something away from you, he is only taking that which was his anyway. And that which he has left you with is far greater. That which he has left you with from your Islam, your Iman, is far greater than what he may have taken away from you. Likewise, ayyul ikhwa, from those guidelines, is that the servant must know that his disgruntlement in the face of that calamity, if you were to be disgruntled when a calamity befalls you, then that disgruntlement in the face of that calamity and your displeasure with that calamity will not remove it at all. It will not change or alter your situation, pouting about it, being angry and upset, and being displeased with what your Lord has decreed for you. It will not remove the calamity at all. Rather, it will only increase the servant in weakness. It will increase the servant in calamity and trial. It will be a calamity on top of a calamity. And likewise, the servant should know and understand that by way of being disgruntled and displeased with what his Lord has decreed for him, of difficulty, of sickness, of the loss of wealth, he must know that being disgruntled with that causes him to miss out on abundant fruits and abundant reward. And this, ayyuhal ikhwa, is greater of a calamity than the calamity that originally befell him. Allah Ta'ala, he said within his book, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُحْتَدُونَ. Praising those and commending those who are patient and who make istirja, as we mentioned, they are those upon them that are salawat from their Lord and mercy. They have blessings from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Why? Because they were patient when the calamity befell them. They made istirja, acknowledging that they are owned, acknowledging that they are going to be held accountable for their actions and how they perform in the face of that trial. And the result of this patience and this istirja is salawat from Allah tabarik wa ta'ala, blessings from Allah azza wa jal, a reward from him, mercy from him, and they are those who are rightly guided. As Sa'adi said concerning this ayah, dallat hadhihi al-ayah ala anna man lam yasbir, that this verse proves that he who is not patient, فَلَهُ دِدُّ مَا لَهُمْ, then he will have the opposite of that which is for these people. He said, so therefore he will have them min Allah. Whereas the patient, they have salawat min Rabbihim, they have salawat from Allah, blessings and rahmah. These people who are not patient, again, it only adds to the calamity. It makes it worse. It's the calamity on top of a calamity. He said that they will have the opposite, as Sa'adi said, of that which these people have. So therefore they will have them min Allah. No salawat. They will have criticism from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Wal-uquba. And likewise, they're going to have punishment from Allah. The patient, they have what? Rahmah. Those who are impatient, and they become disgruntled, they begin to complain and challenge the wisdom of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They begin to take matters into their own hands, seeking to remove the calamity by way of means that are impermissible. They're going to have uquba from Allah, punishment from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And whereas the patient are described as muhtadun, rightly guided, as Sa'adi said, those who are impatient, they will have dolal. Well, khasar, they will have misguidance. They will be misguided. They are losers. فَمَا أَعْضَمُ الْفَرْقُ بَيْنَ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ, and how great is the difference between these two parties. Likewise, ayol ikhwa, from those guidelines that we must adhere to when these calamities befall us, is having hope for that which is to come after that calamity from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is reported on the authority of Salama radiallahu anha that she said, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ما من عبد تصيبه مصيبة فيقول إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون اللهم أجرني في مصيبتي وأخلف لي خيرا منها إلا أجره الله في مصيبته وأخلف له خيرا منها. That she said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, there is no servant whom a calamity befalls. And he says, indeed, we belong to Allah, and indeed unto him we shall return. O Allah, reward me in my affliction, and replace it for me with that which is better, or follow it up for me with that which is better. Except that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will reward him in his affliction. And he likewise shall follow it up by way of that which is better. We're familiar with the ayah, the statement of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, إِنَّمَا عَلَى الْأُسْرِ يُسْرَى إِنَّمَا عَلَى الْأُسْرِ يُسْرَى. Indeed, with every difficulty shall come relief. With every difficulty shall come relief. The ulama, they have stated that there are every one difficulty, two points of relief. And one difficulty cannot overcome two reliefs. The first relief is when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala removes the difficulty from you. And it will happen by the permission of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And the second point of relief is when the servant meets Allah azza wa jal, and he rewards him for his patience during that calamity. So we must bear this in mind, ayyul ikhwa, and hope for the goodly return from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. look for that following up of a calamity with that which is better than it from Allah Azza wa Jal. Likewise, the servant must know that if he is not patient, if he is not patient in the face of that calamity, out of iman, wahtisab, out of faith and anticipating the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and seeking that which is Allah Azza wa Jal, if he is not patient in this way, then thereafter he will be forced to be patient anyway. And that patient, in this instance, this type of patience, it is sabr ittirar. It is that patience that you are forced to have, like the patience of an animal. If you are not patient for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, iman and wahtisaban, out of faith, anticipating the reward, then patience will be forced upon you. And this patience you will not benefit from. It's the patience of an animal who is trapped in a cage and then realizes that there's nothing he can do about it anyway. This patience will bring about no benefit. It is reported on the authority of Anas ibn Malik that he said, the Messenger of Allah alayhi wasalam, he said, as-sabr عند الصدفة الأولى, the patience that matters, true patience, is at the first stroke of the calamity. When the calamity first comes, this is when patience matters. Not that you act out in the beginning. You moan and complain in the beginning, and then after you see and you realize your moaning and complaining will get you nowhere, you say, well, I'm going to just be patient. Patience is the first stroke of the calamity. That's the patience that really matters. Likewise, ayyuhal ikhwa, the servant must know that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala did not send that calamity and that test and that trial in order to destroy his servants. Rather, Allah Ta'ala sent it as a means of purification for them. And likewise, to distinguish the sabir from the jazia, the patient one from the one who is impatient. It is reported on the authority of Suhaib that he said, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ, amazing is the affair of the believer, إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلُّهُ خَيْرٌ, for the entirety of his affair is khair, is goodness. وَلَيْسَ ذَاكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ, and this affair is not the case for anyone other than the believer. إِنَّ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّى شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ, for if some goodness comes to him, then he is grateful, and that gratefulness is better for him than the goodness that came to him. That gratefulness that he had is better for him than the original goodness that he was grateful for. وَإِنَ صَابَتْهُ ضُرَّى, and if harm comes to him, صَبَرَ, then he is patient, وَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ, and that patience is better for him than anything. Again, if Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wanted to destroy you, ayyul ikhwa, he would not need some created being to do so. He would not need a virus. He would not need anything. He can destroy you and wipe you out by way of a statement. Likewise, from those guidelines that will aid and assist us in these difficult times is that one should look at and examine the condition of the people. Look at those around you. Look at those who are in the world. And you will not find anyone except that at some point they experience trials and calamities. It is inevitable that at some point everyone will go through a trial, will go through a difficult time, a calamity, some more so than others. And when you realize this fact, it will minimize that which you are experiencing in your eyes. It will make it seem light. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, "Ma'a kulli farahin tara," that with every instant of happiness, there is likewise somewhere else someone experiencing sadness. "Wama muli'a bayt habratan," and no house is filled up with nice furnishings and couches and the likes, except that it also has within it blemishes and defect inside of that home. Meaning that trials and calamities, ayyul ikhwa, afflict all of us at some point. So what has fallen upon you from sickness, or the loss of a loved one, or the loss of wealth, or the changing of your situation due to the coronavirus, or due to some other calamity that has come to you, you are not alone. You are not alone. Rather, all of us experience something from that. Likewise, the servant must know that whatever has afflicted him from calamity, it is the result of what his own hands have sent forth. Alhamdulillah, we heard our brother, our teacher, Ustad Rashid, speaking to you earlier, and he mentioned the narration from one of the Salaf, I believe it was Ali ibn Abi Talib, and he said that no calamity descends except by way of a sin. And it is not removed except by way of tawbah. This is golden advice from this great Imam of the Salaf. Allah Ta'ala said within his book, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. That, and no calamity befalls you, or whatever befalls you of calamity, it is the result of what your own hands have sent forth. وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. But what he does not punish you for is far greater than what he has afflicted you for. These tests and these trials that we experience are just a small amount of what we deserve. If Allah Ta'ala were to punish us for everything that we actually have committed of sins, no one would remain upon the face of the earth. No one would remain. وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. That which he pardons us for is far greater than what he's afflicted us for. أَيُّهَا الْإِخْوَةُ, it is upon us to look at the state and the condition of our Muslim brothers in other parts of the world, and that which they are going through, that which they are experiencing from tests and trials and calamities. And you will find that which they are going through in Burma, that which they are going through in Sudan and other parts of the Muslim world is far greater than what we may be experiencing, because we have to stay in the house, because we have to wear a face mask, because we have to separate when we pray. That which many of the Muslims are experiencing in various parts of the world is far greater in terms of calamity. So therefore it is incumbent upon us to be with them, awnan, in terms of our support, with dua, with truthful dua, supplicating to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and returning to Allah Azza wa Jal, asking Allah to remove their afflictions and to make their affairs easy. And likewise, to ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to preserve them and to aid them and assist them and set their affairs right. And thereafter, we support them by way of whatever we can from help, monetary or otherwise. And Allah Ta'ala knows best. And perhaps we'll suffice with this. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.